I whispered, palm in my belly. It's too late for that. Tyson looked down at my belly, and I could see the frustration clear on his face. A baby will just be another pawn to them, he promised. You're going to see. This isn't going to go the same way that you think it will, that you're hoping it might. There's no good inside of them, only hate, destruction, and in Tara's case, nothing. They're going to hurt you and your baby, and where will that leave you? He was right. I knew he was right. Yet I couldn't let that happen. If I left, it would mean safety for me and my baby. Maybe. There was absolutely no guarantee that I could stay hidden. But what I knew for sure was that it would mean the death of my sister's child. The death of my brother. Because there was no way that my father, Andy, my brother's twin, and Tara, my twin, wouldn't figure it out, wouldn't realize that Tyson had helped. And there was also nothing in the world that would be able to stop her from using whatever she could to get me to come out of hiding, even threatening the life she carried. There were only a handful of people that even knew where I was, and none of them would betray my father. But one. I knew it. He knew it. Yet he was offering me this chance anyway. I'm not going to do that to you, Ty, I told him bluntly. Then neither of us will be happy. At least this way you can go about your business, live your life, and be somewhat happy. Tyson gave me a quelling look. You're my baby sister. His voice cracked. I can't leave you here like this. It's time for you to be free, Theo, free to live your life, free for your baby to live his or her life. I threw myself into his arms. You can, and you will, because if you don't, I won't have anyone to take care of this baby. He seemed to understand completely what I meant, and froze. You're not dying, Theo, he growled. No, not yet. I admit it. But they're going to find a way to ruin this for me, and you know it. You know it. I looked at him sadly. Wasn't that the whole point of my life anyway? It'll be okay, big brother, I promise. With that, I pushed him toward the door. He didn't want to go. I couldn't blame him. I didn't want him to go either. Because the moment he left my father's house, I'd be locked into this hellhole until he could convince my father that another visit would be nice. Ty, I called when he got to the door. He looked over at me, his face distraught. Yeah, Theo? He asked. Don't worry about me, I told him. I don't want you coming back here, ever. He looked like he wanted to turn around and beg me not to do this. But he'd give it to me. Because there were only a few things that I had control over in my life anymore. And don't ever mention me to anyone. My child's life depends on it, I said. Tyson closed his eyes. I love you, Theo Bird. I love you more, Tyrosaur.
Prologue 2. I don't think the therapist is supposed to say wow that many times during a session. Coffee cup. Liner. 2 years ago. I stared at my good friend with a thoughtful expression. Why is Tara being all nice and shit? I asked softly. Rome shrugged and looked over his shoulder at Tara, who hadn't immediately screamed at us as she walked out the door. She'd smiled sadly, waved, and disappeared into her bedroom. Her eyes are different, Rome said. I think she's wearing contacts. I'd noticed something different about her, but now that I thought back to it, I realized that it might have been her eyes. I tried not to look at or anger Tara in any way. And we all knew that I did and would if I engaged in her in any way. I just couldn't help it. Tara was such a bitch to Rome, and even to their...